The recommendations from a military officer for military discipline of military personnel are straightforward enough, but what about the finding by the same military officer that non-military personnel, intelligence agents, and private contractors were also responsible for wrongdoing at Abu Ghraib? Scott Silliman, the executive director of the Center for Law, Ethics, and National Security at Duke University, joins us now. And Scott Silliman, first, just to confirm what seems self-evident, you can't put CIA people or private contractors on trial in a court-martial, can you?
That's exactly correct, Robert. The United States Supreme Court, in two cases almost 50 years ago, ruled basically that military courts-martial have jurisdiction only over active-duty military personnel, and that includes, of course, reserve and guard personnel when they're serving on active duty.
Well, one simple answer to this question would be that this really isn't a matter for U.S. Authorities. If these people did commit crimes, they committed them in Iraq, and their victims were Iraqis. Why not let the Iraqis try them there?
Well, Robert, I think we're going to find that the United States has always had a policy called maximizing jurisdiction. And that means that whenever we're dealing with the United States citizens, wherever they are in the world, if there's any way that we can bring them within our jurisdictional umbrella where we believe they'll have their rights better protected, we're going to try to do that. And I think we're going to see the same thing happen in this instance.
In that case, where then would somebody be tried for offenses committed at Abu Ghraib?
Well, generally, Robert, the answer is in our federal district courts. But depending upon who we're talking about, non-military, a different statute might apply. For example, if in fact we're talking about DOD contractors, and they are any nationality except perhaps an Iraqi, then they can be prosecuted in our federal courts in this country if the offense which they allegedly committed under U.S. law would carry more than 1 year in prison.
Now, would the offenses for which such people might be charged in federal court be roughly the same as those for which people might stand trial in a court-martial, or do you have to fashion very, very different indictments because we just don't have the same kinds of codes of discipline for civilians?
They would basically be the same. If you look at the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the punitive provisions do not talk in terms of war crimes. They contain the basic felonies, murder, rape, assault, indecent assault, which you also find in federal law. Now, the more than 1 year provision of the Military Extraterritorial Jurisdiction Act pretty much covers all felonies. So I think if we're dealing with a DOD contractor, based on what you and your listeners know apparently happened at Abu Ghraib, I think MEJA would provide jurisdiction in federal courts for just about anything that happened over there.
Some of these people have said, some of the people who have been interviewed about what happened at Abu Ghraib have said that there was an atmosphere there. There was a culture of treating people in this way. Can you charge somebody with creating a hostile environment, as we might know it from sexual harassment law?
I know of no crime of creating that type of environment, Robert. And really, that concept of there being a counterculture that runs contrary to the Geneva Conventions would be more something that would be used by the defense to try to shield them from any kind of culpability, and even if they're held guilty, to get a lesser punishment. I should mention, of course, we have been talking about DOD contractors. There is the possibility that you might have someone that was under contract with Bremer CPA or some other agency other than DOD. There is also another statute that could apply to them, and it's called the War Crimes Act. And that is a little bit broader in its scope of individuals, but it only applies to offenses which would be a violation of common Article 3 of the Geneva Convention. And those are things such as torture, mistreatment of a detainee, physical or mental abuse, that sort of thing, Robert. So you've got either the War Crimes Act that would cover non-DOD contractors, the Military Territorial Jurisdiction Act that covers DOD contractors, the Uniform Code of Military Justice that covers military personnel. It's a broad blanket of statutes that would cover just about everybody.
Professor Silliman, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
My pleasure, Robert.
Scott Silliman of Duke University, who is the executive director of the Center for Law, Ethics, and National Security there.